Actually, we're in Fredonia at Akron Farm Supply. Thank you guys so much for being there. It's a lot of fun to be here. And, you know, this is a traditional, long-standing business in Caldwell County, in Western Kentucky, for that matter, as well. And Akron Farm Supply has so many things you're involved in. And good morning. What's your name?
Gary Holland.
Gary, good to have you with us today. I think everybody else has cleared out. And this is the way to usually, when you bring the radio here, everybody goes out the way, and I think they all let you up here.
Yeah, they're all afraid to talk, I think.
Well, listen, tell me a little bit about the history of Akron. Tell me, how did this company start, and what have you guys done over here?
Okay. Well, we started in 1933. Mr. T.R. Akron started. He was in the grocery business, which right out here, the Hazen Road, where we're at now, had a little business there and sold groceries and any kind of general merchandise. And later on, he sold that and started a, kind of a feed business where we're at now. I think it was a cheese factory burnt out, and he bought it and had a little corner about 10 by 10, and he was doing business out of that corner. And if he didn't have something, he just got the door and go get it. He'd haul feed in, sell it. And then in the early 50s, early 60s, his son Dean Akers came back, and that's where T.R. Akers' son got involved. They come back and built a new showroom, probably in 61, 62. And added some hardware and that type of thing. And then I came here in 74. I came here 75. I came here for 1 year. And that'd be 50 years next month. It's been a long year.
But anyway, it's a long 1 year, wasn't it? Right.
I haven't got fired yet, but I'm probably going to make it. But anyway, we've been added on to a bunch. We added one side room on in 1978. And then we finally got a warehouse in the back in 1980 where we could have a dock and not have to unload everything by hand with a warehouse. Then was able to buy another lot beside of an old house and tear down and build another building. And we've done that about three or four times, but especially in the last two or three years, we've bought several buildings, tore down, built new buildings and blacktop, and trying to make it into a new convenience store. That we're big in hardware now. Lawn and Garden's pretty big with us. We're a Skaggs dealer. Sell a lot of lawnmowers. First year we sold 100 Skaggs. So wow, the size of Fredonia, that's a lot of lawnmowers. Anymore, it's about 70 to 80 a year. A hard time to get since COVID. We don't get as many as we need. But anyway, that's picking back up. We got a full service. We're in the feed business book and about $1 million in feed business. We've expanded into the spray rigs about 20 years ago. We spray somewhere around 25,000 acres of our own with our own rig. And then we got custom farmers that got rigs and we supply their chemicals every day. So we're somewhere around 100,000 acres that we service. We're Pioneer Seed Corn Rep. Dealer. We've been that way for several years. That's kind of our biggest seed item because we're in the white corn market. A lot of our farmers are bigger ones. They've stayed in the white, non-GMO white corn business for years. So we've been known to have that supply. That might be an exception this year. We can't find enough.
Really? Okay.
We're still looking. That's brought a lot of people to us, you know, all the way up to Katy's, Princeton and stuff. And we're the one that's known for the white corn. So that's kind of brought that market to us. And we're in the somewhere around 12,000-13,000 bags of seed corn a year, probably about 40,000 units of soybeans a year. Then our chemical business has grown. We've got one sprayer of our own. Like I said, we've got several farmers that come in every day, and we service them, keep those trucks in the spring. So we're about a $6 million business in chemicals. So that's come a long way from the last 20 years.
Amazing the things you guys do. You're talking about the business there. White corn has become a bigger and bigger market here in West Kentucky. And you see a lot of farmers in Caldwell and Christian Trigg are doing white corn, especially in Caldwell. In this area, you see some folks who have been doing white corn for years, and they do great with that.
Yes, we've been doing it. And then the trick to it, years ago, they'd get in 1 year, and the price would be good, and the next year it wasn't, so they'd get out. Mm-hmm. But most of my big guys get in, stay in it, and they get a pretty good premium every year. And in some years, they luck out, and they get a big premium, and it kind of makes them profitable or not profitable. Market's kind of tight this year, so anything we can get premium-wise, we want. So the non-GMO white is very popular. The last few years, we went to non-GMO beans,
right,
too,
okay.
And that's been another one. You got to control the weeds without Roundup and that type of product. But we got, like I've been here 50 years in the chemical business. We got Roger Boyd, been several years experience, so we can handle the non-GMO weed problems, and we know what to do, and we know where to put those beans. And most of our farmers have made some pretty good money with that. Not quite as lucrative this year as it's been, but we never know. That market changes every day, so we're hoping we're getting a good market this year for that.
And that's for sure. And of course, we're going to talk a little more about what all you have inside the store, too. I'm amazed at how much I've been here. It's amazing the things that you have and can find here. But, you know, nothing like a traditional hardware store. And that's what you guys really are inside, plus all the other business. But I don't want to talk about the feeds, too. I want to talk about that because I grew up in the livestock industry. and feeding livestock is a big thing too. We'll talk about that here with Gary. We're at Agri Farm Supply in Fredonia on 103.3 and 1580 AM WCKY.